Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, did you enjoy the free podcast in August? Hey, your freeloading days are over. Now, if you want this podcast every single day, you have to be a patron. But sign up. You get the booze bundle, 4 swag items, amazing. You get access to our Discord channel where we are actually breaking Saints news because our patrons have sources. And you get access to this podcast every single day, ad-free. No ads ever. So do it. Sign up today and become a Saints Happy Hour fan club patron. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up. Once again, go to saintshappyhour.com.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome to Saints Happy Hour Podcast. It is a disaster tonight. Thanks for joining us.
See, what Sean Payton should have said was, the video? My God, the video? The
video. No, we're having audio issues, too. Every week,
every
time day,
it's like the first time, baby. That's why I tell y'all to be there for 8:50, because I need all 15 of those minutes to get this show, this ramshackle podcast, off and running. Hey.
Yeah, you can blame it on me. I was a little late. That's fine.
Listen. People don't need to see our ugly faces anyway.
How did you mess up the intro? There was something weird with the intro there.
Yeah, I hit it and then I hit it twice and it turned off. So here's the thing. I got a problem with you people. All right. The guy who reported Clowney coming to the Saints.
The shoe's about to come on the other foot. So you go ahead and get this out of the way.
Yeah,
first.
The guy that got the. The Clowney report all wrong. Y'all are giving him on Twitter. Oh, it's okay, buddy. Get it. It's a hard job getting breaking news correct. It's hard. You're fine. You'll get him next time, buddy. You're going places. As soon as you finish that, all you people turn at me and are like, the cripple, drunk guy with the speech impediment. It's all your fault, the Clowney. In with the Saints, not the guy who reported it wrong. No, Ralph, it's all your fault, and I don't appreciate that at all.
I want play the George Costanza, play the clip that I requested. You know, I was the only one who had any head on his shoulder.
Do you ever just get down on your knees and thank God that you know me and have access to my dementia?
Yeah, go ahead, Dave. I mean,
you know, and Andrew, shame on you for letting Ralph suck you into his black hole of clowny love. I mean, it was like once you got within 800 kilometers, that's it. You just get sucked in. Yeah.
Well, you went metric there.
Yeah. You had one guy on Twitter. You put all your eggs in the one basket of whatever his name was, Nadir, whoever. I said, who does he work for? You said, oh, he doesn't work for anybody. I say, is anybody else corroborating this report that he's putting out? Well, Diana Rossini said it's between the Saints and the Titans. Oh, the Titans. Oh, that seems like a likely spot for him to go. Ralph says, no. What? It's too cold in Tennessee. That was his.
Yeah, and you know what happened next? You know what happened next? You know what happened next? Yeah,
he went to Tennessee.
The Ralph Shuffle techno music. I try to stop it. I try to tell Ralph while it was happening, pull the plug. Stop it. No more Ralph Shuffle.
No.
Because
You called you guys.
You jinxed it. I tried to warn you, Ralph. I tried to say you were jinxing it, and yet you wouldn't stop. And here we are.
You guys called me.
You jinxed it.
You guys called me a Grinch because I was thinking rationally, because I wasn't just flying off the handle and making crazy assumptions. I was the Grinch. You had me singing that song on the podcast.
Do you just
shame
want to
on
play
you
this?
Guys. Shame on you guys. And again, and don't forget Kamara too. Probably tomorrow, like you said, Ralph. Kamara's probably going to sign his deal. You guys were freaking out about.
Whoa! Don't jinx it, Dave.
Do you want me to play this?
I'm stupid. You're smart.
Yes.
I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
All right.
Very.
As long as you're willing to admit that now.
I just want to say.
And I just, wait, before you continue, Ralph, I just want to say, make sure you keep those sound bites handy for later in the podcast to start talking about our undrafted free agents. I just want to keep those.
Oh, here we
okay,
go.
Okay, but continue with what you were going to say.
I just want to say this.
I regret nothing. The end.
Thursday was fun, and I don't care. It was fun, and it's
seems like a lifetime ago now.
It does, but hey, of course, on our biggest night where
we
probably
have
the
would have been more fun if you hadn't jinxed it and Clowney was on the Saints.
Well, no. Here's the thing, though. It made me when I read the report on Pro Football Talk today that Mickey Loomis had
here we
gotten
go, deflecting.
He was going to trade with Cleveland. He was going to use the Cleveland Browns salary cap to fit Clowney in the Saints on the Saints roster. It was his Mona Lisa Sistine Chapel Starry Night all in one, Andrew. And I'm sad that the NFL didn't understand Mickey Loomis's genius and didn't allow us this moment.
Yeah, you know what happened? Mickey Loomis got overconfident. I always said that Loomis math knew no bounds. Well, finally, he found a loophole that he couldn't exploit. And it's all your fault, Ralph. He probably listens to this podcast and he's licking his fingers like Drew Brees used to do. He's licking his fingers thinking, what is Ralph going to say on the next Saints Happy Hour podcast when I pull this stunt? Yeah.
I mean, can we... I would like to take a moment, and I think even though it didn't work out, just the fact that he had thought of this idea and attempted it, and let's just back up and let's just explain. You know, there's a lot of people out there that probably don't actually read the articles. They just read the headlines. I mean, basically what Mickey was trying to accomplish to get Clowney was he was going to have the Cleveland Browns sign Jadeveon Clowney for I think they threw out like
$15 million
number that and have the Browns pay the $5 million bonus because that would go against their salary cap this
yep.
year. And the Saints cannot afford to have any money go toward yep. their salary cap this year. So they were going to have the Cleveland Browns sign Jadeveon Clowney, have them take the cap hit. Then they were going to trade the Saints were going to trade their second round draft pick to the Cleveland Browns for Jadeveon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Jadeveon Clowney. So in other words, the Saints get Jadeveon Clowney, they lose their second round draft pick, and the Browns basically just pay $5 million toward their salary cap for a second round draft pick, which is, that's a great deal for the Browns. I mean,
yeah.
But let's put it this way. Now. You know, Florio wrote an article about it. He said something similar kind of happened with Brock Osweiler, but never like this. I mean, this was basically, I mean, Loomis is inventing shit. He is.
Yeah, he's making shit up on the fly.
He is on another fucking level. He is playing fucking chess when all the other fucking GMs are playing checkers. Loomis is playing 4D fucking chess, okay? He is coming up with shit with other teams. He's getting third parties involved to eschew the current salary cap hell situation.
We don't have any cap space. Can we give up a draft pick for it?
Regardless of whether he was able to pull it off or not, and look, I understand. I could definitely see why the NFL would want to put an end to this. It's a slippery slope.
You want to know why the NFL wanted to put an end to it? Because they were like, we can't have the Ralph Shuffle to techno music. We can't have that.
That's right.
That's where they draw the line.
But it didn't happen. The deal wound up not happening. But we have got to. I have a whole new level of respect for Mickey Loomis after this. I really do. I got to give it to the guy.
That was hard to accomplish.
Yeah, he's.
Well, here's the thing that I don't understand is, what does it matter what Cleveland wants to do with their salary cap space?
Like, I agree. That's the thing is, if this had gone through, this could have ended up going all the way to like the Fifth Circuit Court, like the same way that Jimmy Graham, whether he's a wide receiver or a tight end, could. I mean, because I think there's good arguments on either side. It's like, one,
well,
it's
the
like,
article,
there's no
yeah,
rule against this. They're not breaking any rule. If all the teams are involved are agreeing to this, all the stipulations involved, then fuck off. You can't say anything. You're not breaking any rules. But at the same time, the NFL, I'm sure they have some kind of authority that says we can veto anything at any point whenever we want, and mm-hmm. we're doing it, so deal with it.
As sports keep coming back, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, betonline.ag. Major League Baseball and the NBA are in full swing, and there are no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to be on. Also, tune in as Floyd Money Mayweather joins the BetOnline team in a new segment called The Ice is Right, where he talks about his expansive jewelry collection. He'll give you the chance to win some great prizes and bet on the cost of his bling. Visit betonline.ag today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the welcome back to sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts.
Joshua Ford says in the chat that the monk techno music needs to be the new breaking news siren, which I support.
And by the way, I want to thank Steven and Alex and Nick and Preston and Joey and John in England. Like, we had a massive amount of people sign up and join this shit show of a podcast all year, and we appreciate you. And
my wife
is working hard on the booze bundles. You'll be getting them at the end of the month, early October, for everybody that signed up in September. But
look, I feel like there's a lot of talk going on here, and it's really distracting from the fact that Ralph, you blew it.
You may have jinxed the entire franchise. Yeah. Who was the guy that caught the foul ball in the Cubs?
Bartman.
You're like Bartman. You're fucking Bartman, dude.
At this point,
I think Andrew and I need to like walk off this podcast right now. We cannot be associated with you
That's
anymore.
Right. That's right. Now, remember, Ralph, when he plays fantasy football, if he has a Saints player, they are immediately god awful.
Hey,
that's a known thing. Ralph Malbro fantasy curse.
Well, let me tell you something. If that's true, then I did the Lord's work today, because in the auction draft for Saints Happy Hour, I got Brady, I got Gronk, I got Mike Evans, and I got the Tampa defense. So
look, your articles never beat Les East.
That's
we
true.
Got second place in the Louisiana Sports Writers Best Podcast. We didn't get first. Ralph is cursed, Dave. Ralph is cursed. Yeah. And all these Saints playoff failures that have been happening the last 3 years, you have to start wondering if it's not Ralph that's been the orchestrator.
Thoughts cross my mind.
I mean, this is, I feel attacked tonight. And of course,
you should.
Of course, Dave, this must be the greatest.
If you really, you know what? If you really cared, if you really were a Saints fan, you'd be banging the 0-16 drum right now.
What? No.
It's the only way.
What? We got to cleanse it with fire? No.
If you really want the Saints to win, you need to start saying they're going 0-16.
No. They're not going 0-16, and I wanted to bring up a point of Andrew that if Mickey Loomis is trying to invent ways to use other teams' cap to get the players that he wants, he basically initiated full mega nuclear YOLO and typed in the code, and yeah, the NFL disallowed it. But if he's willing to do this to get Clowney, some other YOLO move will present itself at the trade deadline. Is there any scenario that he won't do come October? I mean, this to me shows the Saints are all in on a level that we didn't even understand until we read it. Like,
they were about to give up a second round pick for cap space. So no, the answer is no. There is nothing that Mickey Loomis won't do for a Super Bowl. And I mean, you got to give him credit for being creative. I remember there was this time where they were in not training camp, but I guess it was the combine, and they were trying to interview players. And technically, I guess there was no rule against interviewing players off campus. And so Mickey Loomis and the brass were taking players off campus, and you know, they get coffee with them at Starbucks across the street from the combine. And other NFL teams were furious. They were like, how are you doing this? Why are you taking these prospects off campus? Like, we can't even talk to them. Why are you doing this? And Mickey Loomis is like, look, I remember him saying this in an interview. He's like, if other teams are furious and pissed off at me, then I'm doing my job.
I mean,
mission accomplished.
People laughed. Voidable years, inside avoidable years, Dave, it looks quaint compared to let's use Cleveland Brown's salary cap space to sign a free agent.
I think the next move is, you know, maybe using like the New Orleans Catholic Church money to like sign a player or whatever.
Too soon.
Here we go.
But you know the thing that's a real bummer about all this is that if you read the article, it kind of makes it sound like Clowney was a done deal and he only went to the Titans after the Saints shenanigans failed. In other words, I mean, to Nader's credit, who said it was a done deal, it sounds like Clowney was all set to go to the Saints, and it was only when it was the NFL put the kibosh on it and they couldn't afford it that he was like, well, I guess I'm going to the Titans because they can actually afford it.
Well, that's if they'd have pulled this off, I'd have loved it because whatever. They can trade back into the second round next year. They do it all the time. But how would you have felt if it had gone down like that, Dave, and they'd have got Clowney, but it had cost them a second round pick? Would you have been nearly as excited, and would you have demanded that I turn off the techno music if it would have cost the Saints a second round pick?
I mean, they pay him like full asking price and we have to give up a second round pick?
Pretty much.
I mean, whatever. It's like obviously they're going YOLO. Obviously, you know, it's not even a question now that they're all in on this season. So, I mean, you, what's a second round pick at this point? Seriously.
Yeah.
What a half week though. Holy shit, guys! Like, first of all, unprecedented kind of chimera navigation here with him being on the trading block and then coming back to practice, and now everything's copacetic, but he hasn't signed his long-term deal yet. And then all this clowny stuff and Mickey Loomis with unprecedented cap shenanigans. I mean, even for Loomis, the cap shenanigans were weird.
He would have killed that. This would have killed Bill Barnwell, Andrew.
He would have died. He would have died on the spot. He would have had an aneurysm. His life would have ended.
I mean,
what more do you want? Like, if you're a Saints fan and you watch this week and the entertainment that we got leading up to Brady versus Breeze, I just said Brady. Brady versus Breeze. I mean, does it get any more amazing? Are you not entertained?
I mean, here's the thing.
I'm going full gladiator here. Are you not entertained?
Loomis may be the smartest cap person in all of American sports. Like, I know Dave was saying he's playing chess and everybody else is playing checkers.
Billy Bean?
It's not even that. Like, he's doing something on a level that – he's going to be giving TED Talks on how to do cap stuff. I mean, it's remarkable. And I mean, I'm just sad because it would have been the greatest. It would have been hashtag Loomis math thing.
Here's
ever.
Another way to look at it, though. You know, Mickey Loomis has had like a lot of almost moves that have blown up in his face that kind of end up being like Ziggy Ansah, you know, they're trying to go for him.
Malcolm
he was
Butler.
Kind of garbage last year. Jimmy Graham, they tried to get him. He was garbage. There were some – Ndamukong Suh, he was okay, but, like, was he really worth what the Saints were looking at? So, like, I just feel like a lot of times the Saints have explored, like, drafting Reuben Foster. That would have been a disaster, right? And they end up settling for Ramchick. So I feel like a lot of times
– they're lucky. Josh Norman,
right.
They're like, lucky as all hell.
Corner, Malcolm Butler, right?
Yeah, Malcolm Butler.
There's these things that sound like great ideas, and then they end up blowing – they would have blown up in your face if Mickey Loomis – so I feel like Mickey Loomis's greatest art is that he has failed to pull off deals that end up being terrible ideas. Like, that seems like he kind of has luck to go with his good decisions. I'm just going to point this out, and Joshua Ford, he's on fire in the chat right now because he's got some great comments here. But
he's probably drunk.
He's probably drunk. He's been drinking, clearly, because he's on fire. But he says, watch this 2021 second-round pick be a total game-changer for the Saints. And he's right. Like, now that we haven't traded that second-round pick, watch it be like Michael Thomas 2X.
Here's the thing that's interesting with Loomis is, like you said, he sort of walked through the raindrops and they've avoided mistakes. But I just, like, I can't imagine, Dave, that other teams are like, I don't even think other teams even contemplated what the Saints were trying to pull off with Clowney. Do you?
Right. I mean, other than the Browns? No. No, I don't. I have no idea. But it kind of seems like, you know, you're buying a house, right? Clowney's the house. You're buying a house. The Titans came in with an all-cash offer. They're ready to go. They've been pre-approved, whatever. The Saints haven't talked to a banker yet. They have no financial statements. They have no idea whether they can actually afford the house or not. They just really want the house, and they're just throwing out an offer and making an offer. And then they're going back to the bank and saying, hey, we need $600,000 to buy this house. Can we get it? So, I mean, to me, that's basically the situation, explained in real life terminology.
You know, here's the thing that I had a brain freeze as I've been drinking a lot today. While I was asking that question today, it just poof disappeared. But here's the thought that I had, Andrew. You know, of all the people, the people you mentioned, Ziggy Ansah, Sue, Malcolm Butler, Graham, the Saints eventually walked away because the price got too high. With Clowney, they didn't walk away. They looked at the price, like Dave said, and said, we'll just have to figure it out. We want Clowney. Like, they were all in on a way that for Clowney. That's a little bit surprising in a sense of, like, Clowney would have been great, and he would have been awesome, and he would have been fun next to Cam Jordan and the hand grenade package with Rankins and Onyemata and Davenport. Like, it would have been amazing. But, like, I didn't look at it as, like, if you don't have Clowney, you're not winning the Super Bowl. Like, the Saints treat – what they did, they sort of treated it like we needed Clowney in a desperate way to pull all these gymnastics off. Are we not seeing something with the defensive line that the Saints see, Andrew?
No, I think it's more just Sean Payton's an aggressive kind of guy. I really think Sean Payton calls the shots, and when he sees – an opening where, you know, it's something that can benefit the team, he goes for it. It's like it's fourth and one and it's the second quarter and you should probably punt because you're at your own 40. And he's just like, fuck it. We're an aggressive team. We're going for it. That's our personality, you know. And I think that's it with Clowney. He's just like, fuck it. Make it happen. Whatever we got to do, just do it.
Oh, by the way, Andrew broke the news – and beat Schefter and Florio and Ian Rappaport because in the Discord channel of patrons, somebody tipped Andrew off as like, hey, Andrew,
yeah,
Sean
J.S.
Payton
Slanders.
Flew to Houston and had dinner with Clowney and they had a private chef cook him a meal. We broke that news. So if you're become a patron, get in the Discord channel. Not only do we have jokes and weird gifts, we break fucking news in the Discord channel.
Yeah,
so it's another reason to be a patron.
You know what other news I broke, Ralph?
What is that?
The news that your UDFA son was cut before.
Yeah, that was really.
Any other media did. Dude,
Nick Underhill had the UDFA son apocalypse. He had a tweet where he announced Throckmorton, Jones, Washington, Little Jordan Humphrey. And one other one, like it was a UDFA son apocalypse in one Underhill team.
Graveyard. It was the graveyard of adopted sons. Yeah.
So speaking of that, Dave, do your victory lap.
Well, no, play the George Costanza clip again.
Do you ever just get down on your knees and thank God that you know me and have access to my dementia?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's just totally appropriate. It's the most appropriate clip for me. My boy Malcolm Roach, defensive tackle, made the final 53-man roster, did not get cut, did not have to get signed
to
the practice.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
It is a marathon. Fortunately, things are looking very good for the marathon when you're actually on the team.
I will say – at least, Kevin's boy, Tony Jones, made the practice squad too. So the other three are all on the practice squad, and no one got a Zigbode. If you'll remember from last year,
right,
when Ralph's UDFA son didn't even make the practice squad. So,
you know, Kevin didn't make this show, and he didn't make the fantasy auction draft this morning, and he still had a better team than me this year and me last year.
Wait, how do you auto draft with auction? How does that happen?
It does it for you. It I don't know.
It bids for you?
It bids for. He's got a decent team. He's got Roethlisberger. He's got Julio Jones. He's got a bunch of people. Like,
it's probably better
bad.
To have it auto bid because
it's better than
get,
spending
like,
$182 on Jared Cook
with your bids.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't so, overpay
did you,
for
did
anybody.
Did you get Jared Cook this year?
No, I didn't. I wanted to get Clyde Edwards-Helaire, but somebody spent like $70 on him. Somebody spent $43 on Drew Brees. Like, people were getting reckless in the auction draft today.
So, any Falcons, Ralph?
No, I went Tampa. I went full
what?
Tampa. I went full Tampa in the auction draft. I mentioned
That's
it great. Earlier. I got Brady. I got Evans.
Ooh,
I got
Gronk.
Brady,
yeah.
And I got the Tampa defense. I'm starting them week one. The Saints are going to destroy them.
I got Leonard Fournette on my team.
Done.
I drafted Fournette.
So, you know, we talked about the My fault.
I gotta say, Ralph. Well, go ahead, Ralph.
Well, I saw that Lil Jordan was cut, but did he get signed to the practice squad?
Yes. Yeah, okay. He's on practice. Interestingly, Emmanuel Butler did not.
No, the Godfather.
He's an honor.
The Godfather of the hype train.
Yes.
Yeah. I gotta say real quick that in our fantasy league for the podcast, I was unable to attend the fantasy draft, and so I had my 10-year-old son Cullen do it for me. And I told before I left for tennis, I noticed I had the 7th pick, and I said, "Hey, listen, this is a Saints fan draft. You know, it's a podcast draft. Everyone loves the Saints in it, so." You know, just be resigned. Like, you're not going to get Kamara. You're not going to get Thomas with the 7th pick. And, you know, everyone's going to draft Saints really high. They're going to overdraft Saints guys. So, you know, you'll probably get a lot of good value, and that's great. Just make sure you don't draft any Falcons. It's a non-negotiable for me. I never, ever draft Falcons. And I get a call from my son on the way to tennis. And he's like, Dad, I got Michael Thomas with the 7th pick. And he's like, "Are you sure these people are Saints fans?
Yeah,
we went 6 picks, and Michael Thomas is still available."
I had the 3rd pick, and I did not take Kamara because I didn't want to put the Marlboro stink on him.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. That's the first good piece of judgment you've had this week, Ralph.
Right.
You go to hell.
It's a little too late to learn this lesson.
Yeah. You go to hell. But the Saints are playing Tampa Bay Sunday.
Yes, so I got a problem with this. So my Islanders, we won. We finally won our series against the Flyers. And
4-0.
Now
I saw you pumped up in the chat, in the Discord channel, and on the Twitters.
And now the Islanders are in the Eastern Conference Finals. And game 4 is 3:00 Sunday, the same time as the Saints game. So now I've got a conflict here. This is not something I've ever had to deal with. They've never had the Stanley Cup playoffs at the same time as football season.
The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 is a premium electric trimmer that's designed to give you a confidence boost through body image. Their ceramic blade and skin-safe technology are designed to reduce nicks or tugs on your fellows down low. The Lawnmower 3.0 is also waterproof and comes with an LED light, so you can manscape in the shower, in the dark, or in the dark shower, whatever floats your boat. They also just released their Shears 2.0 nail kit, which is the perfect add-on to their Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer. The Shears 2.0 is a luxury 4-piece nail kit featuring tempered stainless steel tools, and it includes tipped tweezers, rounded point scissors, fingernail clippers, and a medium grit nail file. The Shears 2.0 nail kit allows you to pluck your eyebrows and trim your nails in style. On their website, you'll find the crop preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, and moisturizer. This will help you tame that summer swamp ass with natural hydrants, antioxidants. You'll also find the crop reviver, a testy toner that's like having cologne that's designed for your balls. We won't judge you if we catch you sniffing yourself. Go to manscaped.com, check out some of these life-changing products. In fact, listeners of this show will get 20% off plus free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code armchair. It's time to grab 2020 by the horns by shaving that front trunk.
It's a pretty easy decision if you ask
me. I'm gonna have to do 2 TVs or something. I mean, it's good that I'm not gonna be going to the game. it's good. It's a home game. Normally I would be going to the game, but I'm not, obviously. So I'll be home. I can watch both on 2 different TVs, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing, that they're playing time. We'll get to the game predictions and our
see that
the
that's
game.
Where I feel like you're kind of weak as a Saints fan, Dave. I mean.
What?
I love LSU. I love PSG. I love the Pelicans. But, like, all 3 of them could be in a championship at the same time. And the Saints could be playing week 1. And I'm going to the Saints.
Okay, excuse me. I haven't missed a Saints home game for, like, 11 freaking years. Okay? I don't need to be told that I am
Well, then the answer should be easy, right?
No, you could if you're at home. But if you're at home,
the Islanders haven't been in the Eastern Conference Finals since 1993. Okay, this is way more rare.
But if he's at home, you can do multiple TVs. I've done that. The Astros have had playoff games where they play a playoff game at like 3 and the Saints had played at 3
on
Sunday.
I don't know, man.
If you're at home, I've gone to the Saints game when the Astros were in the playoff games and like furiously tried to check it on my phone. So like the Saints are number 1, but if you're at home, you can just figure it out with TVs. I get that. That's not a breach of etiquette of Saints fandom. But here's the thing. We got the Saints season. It's going to happen, right? We thought maybe it was a little dicey
in
the summer.
It's happening.
It's happening, and there's no fans. So it's hard to predict home field advantage. We'll get to the game later. But we got to do season predictions. You know, we always do, hey, this is my season prediction. However many games you're off, unless you're – I won last year because I said 14-2 and they were 13-3, so I was the closest, so I won. So Andrew had to drink an IPA, Dave had to go to Olive Garden. I forget about Kevin, but Kevin sent his prediction. He said Saints go 9-7, make the wild card.
That's lame, Kevin.
Not a lot
of confidence at all, huh?
So Dave, I'll start with you. What's your prediction for the Saints for 2020?
I mean, it sucks to have to do this without actually ever having seen them playing at all. I'm feeling aggressive though. I'm gonna be aggressive. I'm gonna say 13-3.
Woo! I mean, I was gonna say Malcolm Roach made the team, so you got to keep riding the wave.
Yeah,
I
mean, I'm feeling
how,
good. I'm feeling
how
good.
How is pre has like, preseason ever like, really like? As when have the Saints had a preseason that swung you? And you were like, oh, I thought they were 7-9, but now they're 11-5. Like, never. When does preseason swing you?
No, 2009 never. Preseason was magical.
Yeah, it was.
Weren't they like 1-3?
No. They won the first three games by like 100-5. Like,
yeah.
They were just massacring people. Like, they literally played the Raiders in the third preseason game, and Sean Payton was like, we're going to play the starters into the third quarter, and they went touchdown, 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 and it was 28-0 early second quarter, and they pulled everybody. Like, it was magical. That's a good point, but that's
so
rare.
Anyway, I'm going to say 13-3. I think, you know, we've been hitting all the talking points for the last few weeks. COVID season, you know, Saints are well-equipped. A lot of veteran leadership, you know, they've already got everything installed. A lot of their players know everything already. You know, just I think this is it. They didn't get clowny, but they didn't need them. They were still – just remember, Ralph, you were still pumped about this team before they lost out on Jadeveon and Clowney.
We'll get to my predictions in a minute. By the way, my Channel 4 column for the season preview, it is weird as all
I was going to say, Ralph probably had to delete a lot of clowny.
No, I just had to rework the clown. I had to rework the clowny joke one time. Now I got to rework it again after I realized Mickey Loomis is trying to use Brown's cap space to sign him. But that column is really, really weird. It involves Taylor Swift lyrics. But if you're a patron, you'll get it early.
My 6-year-old daughter will love it.
Yes, I'm a Swiftie now. It's been a rough year, Andrew. It got weird.
Because you like the new song with Bon Iver?
Yeah, that's the one, Andrew. Dave, I quote it. It's perfect for the 2020 season. And if you're a patron, you get my column early. You get all the jokes that Channel 4 sometimes pulls out. You'll get it on Tuesday. The rest of the world gets it on Thursday, just so you know. But – Dave,
in case you want to feel special in your life.
They want to be special. They know. They know we love all our patrons. But if the Saints are going 13-3.
What's the hotline number? What's the hotline number? Pump the hotline number.
I got to pull it up. Yeah, I told people to call us and call and insult insult me. You'd think I said it so many times that I would know it.
Have you checked it? Do we have any actual?
No, we had 210-595-0818. Call the hotline, give us your season predictions, and insult me, blame me for clowny. Keep it 30 to 60 seconds. We'll play them during the week. for patrons
totally.
Only.
Call and insult Ralph. What is it? 210-595 what?
0818. But Dave, if the Saints are going 13-3, who's going to have an incredibly magical season to get them there besides the usual suspects?
Besides Breeze, Taysom, Kamara.
Breeze, Thomas, like what's going to happen that's going to make them 13-3 that we aren't necessarily expecting?
I'm going to say
it's got to be the second punter, Blake Gillikin. Right?
No, I'm going to say Emmanuel Sanders. Emmanuel Sanders has like a Ted Ginn Jr. type, you know, like he's like a real, he's super involved in the offense and, you know, frees up. I think if you get that second receiver and you get somebody that's good, that has to be respected, I think that changes everything for our offense. And so I'm hoping it'll be Emmanuel Sanders.
Emmanuel Sanders does feel like it's 1,000 years ago when they signed him.
Yeah.
And you just forget about him, especially with all the news this week.
He's going to have one of those David Patton, Ted Ginn type seasons.
So, Andrew, your season prediction for the Saints.
I've said 12-4 all along. I see no reason to back down from that now. So I'm sticking with 12-4.
That's weak. It's weak.
You know, the thing for me is that this roster is so deep. This team is so talented. Tough division, tougher schedule. That's why I go backwards a little bit from 13-3 the last 2 years. But I really think every time the Saints go into a game, they have a strong chance to win. If not, they're favored, you know, just in how good the roster is so and how good the coaching is. So I'm going 12-4. And what was the other question you had, Ralph? Just like who was
just
surprised?
What's going to be a player that's going to be really good or really bad or whatever that we're not expecting that's going to make the season.
I think Ty Montgomery will make plays here and there. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to run for 800 yards or catch 50 passes or anything like that, but you know, I just think Ty Montgomery will be a Swiss Army knife X factor kind of guy that maybe scores 5 or 6 touchdowns this year and makes the offense even better.
Yeah. I'm going, and this is going to, I'm going to say it and you're going to think it's negative, but I'm not. It's not going to be. The Saints are going to be 10-6.
Because, oh, that's so negative, dude.
Because home field advantage is going to be non-existent, and it's going to be weird, and they're going to have injury, and it's going to be just a mess of a year, and they're barely going
to
get in the
playoffs. You don't think home field advantage will matter by the time we get to the playoffs, though?
No, I think it's going to be weird. It's only going to be half full. The home field is going to be weird, but on the flip side, your home field won't matter much. But on the road games will be easier, right? Because home field just won't matter for anyone, not just the Saints. But I'm saying 10-6. It's going to be really bumpy. They're going to need help to get in on the final week, and they're going to get in. And everybody's going to be like, I don't know about this. They're 10-6. They're going to have to win 3 games. And they are going to catch fucking fire and go to the Super Bowl. And we're going to be like, this is the team of the 4 years that got to the Super Bowl. The worst of the four during the regular season. And they're going to the Super Bowl. And I'm going to tell you who's going to get them there. Sheldon Rankins is going to be amazing in the playoffs. Mm. And we're
that would be so fitting that they didn't trade him.
And they're going to be like, you're going to read 9,000 articles Super Bowl week. The Saints were going to trade Rankins to get Clowney, but they kept Rankins, and he had 9.5 sacks.
Yeah, that's like one step ahead of the Joshua Ford idea that the second round pick is going to be great. You're basically saying
next level.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Hey, while we're here, I just want to say, if you're on YouTube right now, I know we have about 40 people that are currently watching. There's a subscribe button on the bottom right. And if you get to 1,000, Then we can monetize, and every single penny we make for the rest of the year is going to Lake Charles for the Hurricane Fund. And so we've already donated about, what, Ralph, $150?
No, it's almost $200 because they had a guy on Twitter that was like, how much money did y'all raise? And I'm like, well, we with the subscriptions – we raised $25, but I matched it and Andrew matched it, so it was $75. So that was $75. And then Cajun Alaskan donated $28.03 to get two T-shirts. Pam donated $20. And another person, Jacob, I think was his name, he donated $28 to $3. So do the math. That's where we are with the Lake Charles.
Well, there's a lot of Saints fans in Lake Charles, and I just want to say, you know, we do this for fun, and – you know, this isn't an endeavor to get rich or anything. You know, we really do this because we love the Saints and we love to have fun. But, you know, again, we can monetize once we get to 1,000 subscribers. And once we make money, then that's what we want to do with it. You know, we want to help out Lake Charles, especially after the hurricane. If you're from New Orleans, and we all three of us are, well, Ralph and I are originally, Dave lives there now. And, you know, it's one of those things where we know what Katrina's all about. That affected us. And so we want to help out. And that's one way we can do it. So every penny we make, once we start to monetize on YouTube, that's more money that will go to that fund. So please, if you're in the YouTube right now, just click on the subscribe button. That's all we need.
You know, we haven't really touched on it because it was a roast night of Ralph tonight. And that's fine. I'm a big boy. I can take it. But we haven't really talked about the roster much. And I know people get all excited about the roster. 53-man cuts. You know, they cut Mario Anderson. But
sorry, what?
Who? I'm drawing a blank. Yep. Tommy Stevenson cleared waivers. But, Andrew, is there any more moves you think they'll make between now and Sunday that might raise some eyebrows?
Well, they got to get Austin Carr back because he's still gone. So,
Piano Man.
I mean, that's Prince. One move that's definitely going to be happening.
Who else is going to play piano for the team pregame?
That's right. I forgot about it. That's right. Yeah. That's why they keep her around.
Yeah. No. Mario Anderson. He went to the Mario Edwards. He went to the
Mario
Bears.
Anderson.
Ryan Anderson.
Jesus
Ryan
Christ
Pace thought he was a tight end.
It's the second time he said that.
Mario Edwards.
Edwards, yeah. He's a bear now.
Ralph. Right. Ralph sees Edwards, thinks Anderson.
I do.
Ryan Pace continuing to pick up our scraps.
Yeah, seriously.
Sloppy seconds.
Did you guys, by the way, did you guys know that I think it's Mickey Loomis's daughter or niece works for the Bears front office? Did you guys
know that?
I didn't
know that.
I think it's his daughter.
Yeah. Wow.
Ryan Pace hired her. Yeah.
Getting intel from the Bears.
Doesn't seem to be working.
No. No.
It's not
no,
good
but
intel.
What's left on the roster? They got Gillikin, the punter. They kept two punters. That they'll do some weird shenanigans Saturday, Sunday with that. But is there anything else, Andrew, that you could see happening?
Between now and opening day?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think at this point, the roster is pretty set. Obviously, like you said, there's going to be some shuffling. I don't expect Blake Gillikin to be active and on the roster come the Bucks game. But I think they're pretty locked in, and I feel great about the team. We'll get a chance to talk about it a lot this week. We'll talk about the matchup between the two teams. But as we creep closer, I think the one injury that you really want to look for is Cesar Ruiz, the first round pick. Where does he play? Is he going to play center? Is he going to play right guard? I mean, all along the plan has been to put him at center, but I don't know that he's played enough in camp. He may not be ready for that, so they may have to put him at right guard. And if they do, is he going to be any good? So, you know, is Nick Easton going to start at right guard? That's one thing that I'm really curious about and a little nervous about because Tampa's front seven is really good.
As sports keep coming back, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, betonline.ag. Major League Baseball and the NBA are in full swing, and there are no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to be on. Also, Tune in as Floyd Money Mayweather joins the Bet Online team in a new segment called The Ice is Right, where he talks about his expansive jewelry collection. He'll give you the chance to win some great prizes and bet on the cost of his bling. Visit betonline.ag today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the welcome back to sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Here's a question that I totally forgot about the insanity that was Saints Twitter last night. Dave, your old friend Junior Gallette popped in.
Oh, wow.
And, you know.
he entered the chat.
Junior Gallette has entered the chat.
And this is from the patrons in the Discord channel. Saints Rabbit asked, if the Saints sign Junior Gallette, is the world ending that day?
Well, remind everybody what Junior Gallette said.
He said he's better than Jadeveon Clowney, and he's healthy, and he's ready to go, and he's ready to let bygones be bygones, so the Saints should sign him.
And he forgives the Saints for all the pain.
Yeah, he forgives them.
Yep, it's true.
I mean,
he's better than Jadeveon. I mean, like, he's not even, like, he's obviously...
He doesn't even have two functioning Achilles. He's off his meds.
He's not even living on the same timeline that we're living on.
I know he keeps searching his own name on Twitter all the time. So like whenever anyone tweets about him, even if they don't add him, he finds it and replies because he's always searching his name. I don't know how he's gonna find this podcast.
But he will.
But Dave, you should lock your doors tonight. Because you just said something bad about him.
Once he finds out you were the detective and you made the beach collage, he's coming for you, Cariello.
This is strike two and three, Dave.
That's like Freddy Krueger.
So, you know, it's question time. So that means...
Yeah.
Can we get the Ralph Shuffle?
It's just for you two tonight. Because OBS literally melted at the start of the show.
I wish you could see what was going on right now. Andrew is like jerking somebody off into his mouth.
This song really has grown on me. So here's a question. Dave, this is a good question for you because you're a foodie.
What are we eating while watching a game at home next week?
I'm just doing the Ralph Shuffle, man.
Yeah.
He's got two shake weights up around his mouth area. What was the question, Ralph?
What are you eating next week at home for the home game?
What am I eating next
week? Olive Garden, obviously.
I'm having Olive Garden catered. I told them I want unlimited... breadsticks.
Could you eat
soup.
Olive Garden for 20 straight weeks if it guaranteed the Saints a Super Bowl?
No, I would not. That is not a sacrifice I'm willing to make at all. By the way, tonight during the show, I've been drinking, since we didn't do it at the top of the show, I'm drinking Rally Cap Brewery in Baton Rouge. Designated Sipa double IPA. Very good. Very good.
This may be the nicest thing somebody's ever said about signing up for the podcast. This is from Ambush in the chat. He said, I'm here because this is a birthday gift from my wife. The ads were embarrassing the shit out of her. Great marketing. I hope I never hear the words front trunk again. That's right. If you don't like the ads, which a lot of people don't, and I see that our 5-star rating on Apple is deteriorating because people that just do the free podcast, they hate the ads because we stuff it full of ads. If you don't like the ads, become a patron and you get the podcast ad-free. No ads ever for patrons. The rest of you people will stuff that podcast with 30, eventually it's going to be 2 hours long. It's going to be an hour podcast and hour ads.
We're becoming like Yelp.
So next question, Andrew.
Wait, I had a question about, what was that last question? I had a follow-up question.
Oh, just about what you were eating?
No, what was the, never mind. I wanted to ask you something.
Who did the Saints cut to make room for Junior Gallette?
Malcolm Andrew. Roach.
Oh my God. That would be amazing.
Funny. It's not funny at all.
If they sign Junior Gallette and cut Malcolm Roach, I will do this humor. Podcast next week if the live stream video can work. I'll do it in the nude. If YouTube would allow it.
Wow.
Take it to the top.
Malcolm Roach is going to get a sack in week one, first game. It's over. It'll
how
be
many
over
times
after
are they
going
to sack Tom Brady, Andrew?
Huh?
How many times are they going to sack Tom Brady? That's a question.
No, he gets the ball out quick. Their offensive line is bad. We don't have Clowney. We'll go three. I'm going to go
okay.
three.
Okay. Look, can we don't have Clowney? Can that not be a reason why we win or lose a game? That has nothing to do with anything. Like, you can't. Like, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Like, that's it. We suck now because we don't have Clowney. So we, you know, we're only going to win by 7 points.
17 instead of 25.
This is from Mr. Po'boy. Why does Ralph enjoy jinxing the Saints so much? I mean,
because he's Bartman.
Because he's a terrible person.
He is Bartman.
I like how everybody tuned into this live stream just to watch Dave and Andrew dump all over me. Because I was so excited and had so much fun Thursday. Y'all were having just as much fun as me. Like, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know what, though? They were having fun, but you know what they didn't do? They didn't jinx the Saints.
I regret nothing.
I don't care. I still regret nothing. So.
Bartman. I love it. That's your new nickname. Deal with it.
Ralph Bartman.
All right, so.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We got to get to Saints, Tampa Bay. Saints are 3.5-point favorite. If you're a degenerate gambler like I am, you've noticed the lines are weird. Mostly, except for the Thursday night game. That one's kind of normal. Kansas City is a 9.5-point favorite. But I feel like if there was going to be a full Superdome, Andrew, I feel like that line would be higher than 3.5. So the Saints are 3.5-point favorite against Tampa. Sunday, 3:25. Who you got?
I think the Saints are going to come out the gate and just – kick the Bucks in the teeth. I think, look, we got to remember the Bucks haven't had the luxury of OTAs. It's a new quarterback, it's a new system, and Brady is the ultimate preparation guy, and he just hasn't had the time and the opportunity to prepare properly. So I think when you look at the Saints, the third oldest team in the league, a lot of guys coming back that have already been there. There's a chance that at some point the Saints are going to get some injuries because they're one of the older teams in the league, and maybe they atrophy as the season goes on. But week one, I think they're in the best shape to get off to a fast start. So I'm going to pick the Saints to win this game 34-20. I think it'll be a comfortable win, and I think Brady's going to look like shit.
All right, but who is going to be your...
They won't even bring him to camp. He looks like a star of the day for the Saints.
I'm going to go with Deontay Harris. Ooh. Breeze is going to show off that 50-yard laser. He's going to hit him in stride for a long touchdown pass. He's also going to run back a kick. So I'm going with Deontay Harris.
Dave, Saints, Bucks, who you got?
First of all, I'm just going to say I cannot believe that we are actually talking about a game that is going to be played. And it's going to be played within the next 7 days. It's officially game week. By the time you're listening to this on your, well, you're not driving your car into work on Monday, but anyway.
This will be the last Sunday night big show for a while. And now it'll move to Monday.
That's right. I was going to ask, if we're going back to Monday?
We go back.
I cannot believe we're actually talking about a real football game.
Wait, are we going back to Monday?
Yeah.
Cool.
Sounds good. A lot of these teams haven't really had that much time to gel, and, you know, Tampa Bay has a new running back, a new tight end, a new quarterback.
Their running back, if you're talking about Fournette, is like a week old.
We have no idea what to expect. This, you know, week one is always wide open on a regular season, but when you're talking about COVID and you're talking about playing in front of in empty stadiums with no fans, like this is totally uncharted territory. I will say, though, I think the Saints will win. I think this is going to be enjoyable. I think we're going to enjoy watching Brady squirm a little bit. I'll say that. And I will say Saints 27, Bucks 17. And, I don't want to be boring, but I think Michael Thomas will be the star of the game for obvious
reasons. They won't bring him to camp. He looks like a star of the day for the Saints.
That's right.
Ralph, don't jinx this. Don't do it again, man.
You picked against...
You're a curse, man.
The Saints, like, last year during their 5-game winning streak? You picked against them every week because you thought you had magical powers or something? No.
And it worked!
It worked until they lost, right? I'm going Saints 31, Tampa 17. Brady's
a loss then.
Brady's going to look old and decrepit kind of and throw a pick six to wrap it up for the Saints. And it'll be Janoris Jenkins getting the pick six. So he'll be my...
They won't even bring him to camp. He looks like a star of the day for the Saints.
Janoris Jenkins will be my star of the day. You know, I'm just really curious to see how these games are going to look because, like, you know, Andrew, we talked about it on the Daily Show.
We have no idea. We are going in blind. We are flying blind, baby. This is totally crazy.
Well, man. I think we know that the quality of the football is going to be subpar. My question is, how is it going to be officiated? Are they going to kind of let that slide, or are they going to officiate it tight, in which case, I mean – easily,
well, I'm curious about officiating because they've had seven officials opt out because of COVID, and they are trying to keep officials within driving distance of games. So,
that's a serious question.
I'm curious to see how the officiating goes, like Andrew is. But I just think, you know, Andrew, you made the point on one of the Daily Shows this past week that, you know, basketball, you can play a pickup game and it's pretty normal. Baseball, you can even play. It's pretty much you can play like a pickup baseball game, and it's pretty much the same. You know, you talk about how you can play tennis, and it's pretty much the same with or without fans. But football, like, none of these guys have played a game without fans. And a scrimmage is not a game, right? So this is just going to be weird experience for all of them. And I think Sunday at 12 for about a quarter and a half, it's going to be – I think it's going to be the strangest goddamn thing we ever saw, and it's going to be really slow and weird starts.
I agree. I totally agree.
So,
I think it's going to be totally fucking weird.
You know, where I think like baseball and other sports, it you get used to it really quickly. I think fans and players, it is going to be weird, very strange. But the Saints are going to win, and that means we can fire up the hype train, which we love, and gets people pumped up, because my email for Channel 4 is filled with people saying that they're done with the Saints for whatever reason, Breeze, politics, whatever. All it's going to take is one win. They'll all be back. We can't resist the Saints when they win. It's an irresistible force, and we'll all be back. We'll all be partying. It's too much fun in this horrible year of 2020 to just give up on the Saints. So that's my prediction too. All these people will be back. So, is there any parting shot that either of you want to take at me? Go ahead.
No, I thought we were playing the dance music as the outro.
Oh,
now.
Yeah, this.
No, that's the breaking news siren.
Oh.
We can play this on the way out.
I do like just isolate that just as the audio for the breaking news siren. That's cool. That would be cool.
Yeah,
that's the breaking news siren.
I regret nothing. Yeah.
So, thanks for everybody for joining us. Sorry about the video melting on OBS, but hey, you got good audio.
I really wish you guys could see this video right now.
Yeah. So, you got audio. Be happy with that. So, for Dave, for Andrew, for Kevin, who's MIA, I'm Ralph. Go Saints! And we, until next, the bar's closed, whatever, go Saints. We'll see you in the next week.
Let's go, Islander.
I'm doing the Ralph shuffle.